Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up? It's Fake Radio, bitch. You're listening to Hot Def. Wednesdays at 5:30. You already know. Yeah. Steph Long with Medusa. They don't want no lip juice. See your Girl Scout, everybody out. Cookies, I'm on that mat. So I don't speak nothing PC. I'm fly, flow, crack, pizza, nosebleed. Jesus is my hate man. God, then you right. These ain't these, but these. See, sitting right. This Ooh. Ass is me. No booty shots, booty pop. No need, got supplied it for free. Yes, a girl, I was more easy. Baked than ball beads. Dull face, catty bitches looking noodles and shade. If they get in my way, shots flow within the building and you listen to Spade. Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, you're now listening to SpadeRadio.com. I think we need to change up that intro, man. That one's kind of getting old now. So artists, if you're listening, send in a new intro for SpadeRadio.com, man. We need a couple of them. We need as many as possible. Send them to Antoine at SpadeMag.com. I think we got High Def in the building. What's going on?
I agree. We need a new way to bring into the show. But what up, Antoine? What's going on, Spade Radio listeners?
So, how you doing? How you feeling today?
It's a good day today. I'm going to be going out after the radio show today in the South by Southwest here in Austin, Texas. And it's real big. It's a lot of big-name artists here in Austin performing at different venues. It's like a big time for music right now and for you to promote.
Yeah.
It's people. Canada and London and just everywhere that came to Austin for this festival, and it's crazy here right now.
Yeah, definitely. Every year it's like that, right? And every year it just seems to get bigger and bigger.
Like Wiz Khalifa and B.O.B. is here. Kanye West was here last year. It's a lot of big name artists. So I'm be downtown with the video camera, so we will have footage of that for State TV. So y'all keep looking for that.
Most definitely, man. Sounds like fun, man. I wish I could be there. Most definitely. I know a lot of people that's having events out there. So shout out to all the people that's out there doing their thing and doing these crazy shows. Like I got an email, like there's so many shows that are going on out there right now. So
it's crazy.
I can't even keep track of them all. Definitely. But my boy Young Berg should be calling in today. So, you know, everybody that's waiting to talk to him, he should be calling in a few minutes. I think I have his new single that he has out. He has Natalie Nunn in the video. It's called So Amazing. Have you heard the song yet?
I've heard the song. I'm waiting to ask him about how that came about, how they hooked up in that video.
Yeah, most definitely. It was kind of, they were kind of close in that video, man. And I know Natalie Nunn has a thing for rappers, man. So that should be interesting.
We'll see how that goes. I'm gonna ask him how they dating.
But I think I'm gonna get into it. The song real quick, let the people hear it so they know what we're talking about.
It's only for the fly though. I can't teach you how to fly. It's something you gotta be born with, baby. But this for everybody out in the world. Just putting out that good energy, them positive vibes, you know. That's all I got for you. That's all I'ma give you.
Yeah, hey yo, wake up in the morning, have my bitches roll me one up. Then go and cook me breakfast when they hearing makeup done up. These haters plotting on me, trying to get they one up. Gotta keep my security in case they wanna run up. These whoopie hoes love us. Take them out 150 for the sake at Katana. Where them sushi rolls cut up in it. Back to the suite where we keep them blunts blazing. I am
so amazing. So amazing.
Parents are waiting, popping. Least to ask to see, we get carried away. Probably get married today, topless. 18 bottles of Ciroc, where they Ciroc-less. 18 models with my hands all in their crotches.
She trying to smoke my weed, I'm like, shall we get it poppin'? Then we stumbled out the club, drunk like Andy Miller knockin'. TMZ watching, don't mind them, baby, I am so amazing, we are so amazing.
Yo, you know, shout to Caviar too, man. My boy Caviar, he's a producer, he's worked with a lot of celebrities. He should be calling in at around 6 o'clock, man. So shout to him, too, man. Most definitely. Can't forget about him. Let's get back in.
It's only for the fly, though. I can't teach you how to fly. It's something you got to be born with, baby. But this for everybody out in the world. Just putting out that good energy, them positive vibes, you know. That's all I got for you. That's all I'm going to give you.
Yeah, hey yo, wake up in the morning, how my bitches roll me one up. Then go and cook me breakfast when they hearing makeup done up. These haters plotting on me, trying to get they one up. Gotta keep my security in case they wanna run up. These whoopie hoes love us. Take them out 150 for the sake at Katana. Where them sushi rolls cut up in it. Back to the suite where we keep them blunts blazing. I am
so amazing. So amazing.
Pairs your weight popping. Least to act to see we get carried away. Probably get married today, topless. 18 bottles of Ciroc where they Ciroc-less. 18 models with my hands all in their crotches. She trying to smoke my weed, I'm like, shall we get it popping? Then we stumbled out the club, drunk like Andy Miller knocking. TMZ watching, don't mind them, baby. I am so amazing, we are so amazing. Roll my weed for me. My Gucci chain is 2G, shorty. My Louis belt cost 340. I threw it in the crowd last night, a concert with E-40. So where the bay at? Shout out my nigga Wiz, Taylor Gang, where the J at? Pull up with Molly Mall, curtains drawn in the Maybach. Sex in the city, got your girl masturbating. It is
so amazing. So amazing.
Yeah, we ball hard, dog. Jesus love me. Your life saving shit is sneaker money. Fly nigga got fly bitches with them dress games so mean. Happy day for me is Easter Sunday. So pull me up and keep the reaper coming. I'm from the city where the shorties tip you off when no police is coming. I'm south side till I die. Even though them niggas hate me, I am so amazing. We are so amazing.
And these bitches getting their paper. So amazing, so amazing. Yeah, we rolling up cushions and different flavors. So amazing, so amazing. When we fucking and waking up all the neighbors.
All my bitches pretty, bruh, I swear my money talks to the pussy like Hello Kitty. See the diamonds in my mouth, Benz emblem on my car key. Louis V down, bitch, I'm sharp like shark teeth. Tatted up, doing what I want, I'm the rock star. My main bitch, half black and white like a cop car. It's so amazing, I'm hot, I'm blazing. These hoes on my head like the city I was raised in. SF Grim, we ballin' above the rim. Move so much weight, I'm thinking about opening up a gym. My bitch is so bad that it gotta be a sin. To sit passenger side of my whip, she gotta be a 10. These niggas still hatin', fuck 'em, I'm on vacation. Ciroc straight, money is the only thing I'm chasing. I get 'em high, then they drop it lower than a basement. I'm so amazing.
Young Berg, who should be calling in pretty soon. We also got my boy Caviar calling in. Super producer. He's worked with a lot of different artists. You know, he's going to give us the rundown when he calls in and everything. So I know I got some more new music here.
Of course.
I know I got some new Pusha T. I'm going to get into that. Yeah. Where is it at? Featuring 50 Cent. Check it out.
Funk Master Flex Night.
I'm only in the company of kings. I made a power move, and it's everything it seems. Before he found me, I was getting out my dreams. Standing on the shoulders of 20,000 fiends. Every time a nigga wanna try and turn a profit, both rush in. Three letters try and stop it. FBIRSDEA. One letter short, but still motherfuck the DA. We play by the rules as they try to crack the code. Combination locks to the kilos that I hold. Leopard print, Louboutin, prowling the concrete. Roller balls come alive just like Jumanji. You know where to find me? Greenhouse, a circle of top cores. Mandarin, Gansevoort, any of them top floors. 35 large, took it right out the top drawer. Still got a throwaway phone in my sock drawer.
It's like rain, spraying on you roaches. The AK is for animal, wrong for
master flex.
A nigga wanna sing like me is the dopest. Watch that nigga disappear, hocus pocus. Ring, ring, the nigga won't sing. Ring, ring, I keep that bitch clean. Ring, ring, the nigga won't sing. Lefty is an insomniac,
yeah.
Dying free.
She tell her with the school on a smile of bus. Never bothered me, strong arm robbery. I went from powdered jelly donuts to taking the most. From my high school sweetheart to fucking my hoes. Look, I'm all grown up, and I done blown up. Nigga ain't much change, in fact, things are the same. I'm the definition of shooter, gun of choice, the Ruger. You will take my word for it or make me do it to you. I'm a magnet to murder. When I'm in the mood, get convicted shooter from friends. When you walk in my shoes, I'm bad news. You niggas know the verdict, I'm filthy. Drop Phantom, it's milky. White on white, 24 inch blade.
Funk Master,
red eyes, smoking that bomb shit. Niggas surprised, 50 back on fire. 50 back running around this bitch track, hitman for hire.
It's like rain, spraying on you roaches. The AK is the animal, it is ferocious. A nigga wanna sing, hope he is the dopest. Watch that nigga disappear.
With the liars, duct tape and tires. Been lost they soul, they just waiting on the fire. Innocent faces with the shitload of priors. Something out of nothing, a team full of MacGyvers. Deep sea dive for the fish scale. Trying to find a better price, man, that ship sails. Take a breath and head back, get that shit fail. Drop weight like an anchor, then you set sail. Hell freeze over like the watch I put the sleeve over. Engine devil scream when I turn the key over. Pirelli's on the street rolling like a steamroller. Bitches double team when I have my sleepovers. Yeah, re-up gang with the G-Unit. This is tailor-made drug dealer theme music. Test it on your tongue or either watch a fiend do it. I got you hooked and I laugh if you lean to it.
It's like rain, spraying on you roaches. The AK is the animal, it is ferocious. A nigga wanna sing, hope he is the dopest. Watch that nigga disappear.
Yeah, yeah, that was Pusha T featuring 50 Cent. It was called Raid. On a sad note, I know everybody heard about it already, but, you know, since we are on the air and I have to talk about it a little bit, my boy Nate Dogg, he passed away March 15th. And, you know, he was a prominent member of Snoop Dogg's crew. He did a lot of hooks for them over there, and I just wanted to say, you know, God bless his family, and, you know, he's a legend, and, you know, I hope he's up there partying with Tupac and, you know, having a great time.
Yeah, it's real sad. For the people who are just hearing about this, it hasn't been determined about the cause of his death, but... But, yeah, my prayers go out to his family and the many people he's touched with his music and just being an artist.
definitely. It's real sad time for hip hop, man. But I know that he had two strokes before, so I don't know if it had anything to do with that. But definitely a legend, and everybody's real sad about that. But
you're taking it real hard.
Yeah. What else is in the news right now? Are you keeping up with the earthquake in Japan and what's going on over there?
Well, it's all over the news. It's getting real bad. It was an earthquake and a tsunami in Japan.
Yeah. I heard like 1,000 bodies washed ashore, something like that.
That's a sad situation as well. It's just, and now it's making people think about like the whole theory of the world is coming to the end and all that stuff. So it's a double whammy. They got an earthquake and a tsunami, like one behind another. So it's crazy.
Like that is like happens every 500 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that it's possible that it could happen, you know, like, because I think there was some flooding in L.A. or something like that, right? Or it was in California?
Yeah, it was California.
Oh. It was California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a caller. Let's see who's in the building. Yo, what up? You on the live
radio? It's Cam. I got Berg on the phone.
Alright.
Yeah, so are you ready for him now?
Yeah, we ready.
Alright, cool. Hold on a second. Yo, Bert.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
Yo, Spate.
What's going on, man?
What up, bro? What's good?
How you feeling, man? First of all, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate you taking the time out to holler at us.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. I'm shooting a video right now. I'm feeling good. You know?
That's what's up. What video are you shooting?
We shooting a joint off my mixtape that come out tomorrow. Mr. Waters called Loving You Like Me. We got a few ladies in here. We got it popping. It's a good look.
That's what's up, man. I just had my co-host say what's up. Hi, Def is in the building.
Hey, what's up, Bern?
What up, baby?
I'm pretty sure we're going to get clips of that video.
What'd you say?
What?
I'm pretty sure we're going to get clips of that video from your Twitter. You need to send them to Spade TV so we can get them up there.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I appreciate that. Love. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. We see that you got the video So Amazing out there with Natalie Nunn. How did you hook up with her for that?
You know, that's the homie, you know what I'm saying? I've known her for a minute. Like, we've been cool or whatever. And we hang out at parties and we chill. So she like family. So we just end up doing a video. And a lot of people were acting like that we were dating, something like that. So we just like, fuck it, let's just go and do a video.
Okay, so you're not dating. So you're not dating, though?
Hell nah, we never did anything sexual or nothing like that. Our relationship is strictly friendly.
Wow, okay. All right, so a lot of people may not know, man. You're a really, you know, young guy. You're 25, right? And you've been in the game for like 10. You're 24, okay. And you've been in the game for like 10 years, man. Strong. So like, since you've been in the game so long, what is the most important thing that you feel you learned about the business?
Just to be aware of the business and then be humble, you know, and just to be focused at all times, you know. That's the most important thing for me, you know what I'm saying? Just to be about your business and to be humble and just respect people in the game.
Okay. And we know you've been around a lot of legends, and, you know, you're coming to be a legend in the game yourself. So what do you have any name people give you any advice that you remember and that you kind of took to heart?
I mean, everybody from DMX to all the Eve to everybody that I've been around with and left me with good memories. You know, like I don't really look at like and say like somebody give you some advice and like that'll just be the straight message. I just look at way people carry themselves, how they do that, and how they allow me to be around them, and I take that as well in as well.
Okay, all right, that's what's up, man. So if, for the people that don't know exactly what label and everything are you signed to?
I'm signing myself first and foremost, and this Young Boss Music Group, and like we put out all my records through my label, and then right now I got a whole bunch of different things happening. I just recently got off Epic, off Sony Records or whatever, so they let me go. I'm a free agent, let me go scot free, so I got like four different deals on the table. Shout out to Jim Jones, he won the executive producer for my album. Shout out to everybody out there that's really, they got like these deals on the table that's making it pop for me.
Wow, that's what's up, man. Good luck with that. But also, what do you think is, like a lot of artists seem to be, you know, leaving the major label situation. You know, why is that?
I guess they look for that to define them and what they do. But my thing is, like, I work and I work hard within my own team and my own realm, and we put out good music, and it's available for people immediately. So I don't have to go through the chain of command. I have to do that. So that's a great position to be in as well.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. And your album is going to be named Mr. Ward, right?
Nah, that's my mixtape. It comes out tomorrow, March 17th. It's called Mr. Ward. My album, it's untitled right now. It comes out in fall. And we got crazy joints from that. But on Mr. Ward, we got crazy joints and crazy features from everybody in the game. Pleasure P, Roscoe Dash, Ray J, Diamond, Lil Scrappy, Briscoe, Young Chris, Detail, Shawty Lowe. It's just a whole bunch of people, and that's a good offer, and I'm allowing, you know what I'm saying, to give it out to the people.
That's what's up, man. I noticed, like, on a lot of your big records, you have a lot of great melodies. Like, how do you come up with these melodies? Do you play instruments or anything like that?
Nah, man, it just sucks. Like, I'm a walking jukebox, you know what I'm saying? Not being cocky with it or nothing like that. Like, I just come out with joints, you know what I'm saying? I just listen to the music and I let it speak to me. So, at the end of the day, like, I'm just blessed to be in that position.
Okay. All right, that's what's up, man. So, and we recently, you know.
Hello? Hello?
I'm still here. What big name producers have you worked with on your mixtape and on your album that's coming out?
Hold on 1 second. We lost and we disconnected. Hold on 1second. Reconnect.
You are now listening to stateradio.com.
So Berg is back on the line.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. I think we lost Antoine, but what are some of the big name producers you've worked with or just producers you work with on your mixtape that's coming out tomorrow and on your album in the fall?
Well, me, you know, I produce a lot of my music myself. A lot of people didn't know I produced all this that I came out with. And wrote those records as well. But as far as production on the mixtape, I got, well, of course, me and my partner here, the producer, and then all of that, Drummer Boy, Lex Luger, and a few other people that's on the mixtape as well. As far as the album, it's pretty much in-house. But as far as features, I got Sean Kingston, and then me and Rachel got a special joint. It's Sexy Can I Part 2. It's called Girl, I Wanna Know, and it's produced by Detail. So that's one of the singles. That's the first single off my album, as well as the Roscoe Dash record. We're releasing two singles at the same time. It's the one Roscoe Dash for the clubs, and then Sexy Can I Part 2 for
Yeah. That's what's up. Another question I really wanted to ask you that's, like, been hot on Twitter right now is it's been a big controversy about you being on 103 Park Freestyle Friday. How do you feel about the outcome of the whole freestyle battle and the Amy Miller and G-Baby situation?
It's really been a controversy about that on Twitter. I don't know. I mean, I just picked who I thought won, you know. I thought that both of them went good, went hard during the first round, but I think that on the second round with the props and everything that homegirl had going, she ended up making it happen for me, you know, and that was who I picked.
Okay. That's what's up. So what inspired you when you get into the booth? Like, what is one of your rituals you go through? Do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you do yoga? What is
I smoke, I drink, and I just listen to the music, and I let the beat tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. And after that, it just happens. It's no telling how I do these records, because, like, with this mixtape and just with other projects that I'm releasing out, I just go in the studio and I just go and I black out some nights and I do like 10 songs in one night. Just like the other night, I did 9 records, and it's just like, that just inspires a mixtape. And it's like, all right, here's the start of this mixtape. But other times it'll be songs for Diddy, Last Train to Paris, or it could be songs for Roscoe Dash, or it could be songs for Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl, or it could just be songs for anybody that I'm working with.
Okay. What can the people, or what can your fans expect from your music now? Like, is it a different sound, or is it what they're used to, the same Young Berg that they're used to?
It's the same, but it's just mature, you know? Like, I'm not the same person I was when y'all were hearing those records, you know what I'm saying? So it's the same type of content, the same type of music, but I'm touching on deeper aspects, and the production is just way out of this world. Like, the music, the beats, the energy, the melodies that's on these projects is just out of this world that I'm working on, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm just real humble just to be me, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, hopefully I can get to bump into you. Are you going to be going to the Core Retreat in Miami this May? I knew you were supposed to come down to Orlando for the Core Retreat.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Shout out Tony Neal. That's my family. That's my people. So I'll definitely be at the Core Retreat, and it's going to run down real heavy.
Well, that's what's up. I'm not sure what happened to Antoine. We had just gotten to your music. It's so amazing. And people were checking it out.
I got cut off. I'm back, though.
Yeah, it's so amazing, man. That joint crazy. Shout out to Mr. Ward mixtape. That's off the mixtape as well. Shout out to Nelly 9 being in the video. And I appreciate all that love that she gave me for being featured on that little project as well.
Yeah, no doubt,
this
man.
Video, look, yeah, I got a video that's called Loving You Like Me that we're shooting right now. And the whole thing is, like, I'm going on my Eminem, like, I'm poking fun at all the things that go on. So, like, this girl, a beautiful young woman, she's the love interest in the video. And it's like, she has a voodoo doll, and, like, she's, like, creating all these instances, whether it be naked pictures or people with my chain and things of that nature. Like, she's making all that happen behind the scenes. So y'all got to be on the lookout, because this video is going to be incredible, and it comes out next week.
That's what's up, man. I'll be definitely looking forward to that, man. We're going to put it up there on Spade TV, most definitely.
They got the voodoo doll. Nigga got he got tattoos on his face and all type of stuff. They're really trying to make it like it's me.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
But, Valina, I appreciate y'all's time. But what I want to let everybody know that's listening right now is that I represent millions of people that just been through the fire, that been through anything in the world. Like, at the end of the day, it don't matter if you're a janitor and your boss is giving you shit at the end of the day, or it don't matter if you are a student that's going to Harvard that's trying to get their doctors or their lawyers and they're not able to make it happen immediately when they want to. All you got to do is stay down, stay focused, and keep your eyes on the prize and just work your ass off, and you'll be able to be here and then be doing the things that I'm doing right now, and I'm a living testimony for that. So that's my message. That's what I want people to know. Stay down, whatever you're passionate about, make that shit happen, and you're going to be here. Believe that.
That's what's up, man. I don't know why I keep getting cut off, but a lot of people don't know that you did a lot of writing on The Last Train to Paris. And how did you connect with Diddy, you know, to make that happen?
Good music, man. You know, he was feeling what I had coming out, and then we went and linked up with him, and then I was able to just contribute, you know, and I'm just happy to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying? Good music brings good people together at the end of the day.
That's what's up. What is Diddy like in the studio? Like, you guys, like, stay in the studio all night just drinking C-Rock and stuff like that?
Yeah, whatever you expected, that's what it is.
Yeah, we got to call him, man. 714, what's up? What's going on? You on the line with Young Berg in the building. What's going on, 714? All right. We're going to put you on hold then.
I got to go back to shooting this video right now. I'm going to get off the phone. I don't want to slow y'all up. I got to shoot this video.
No problem, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in, and you're welcome to call in anytime, man.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate you.
Thanks for calling.
No problem, man.
Thank you, sir.
Peace out. Yeah, so we just had Young Berg in the building. He was telling us about everything, the album he has going on. He has the new single. We're going to get into that right now real quick.
It's only for the fly, though. I can't teach you how to fly. It's something you got to be born with, baby. But this for everybody out in the world. Just putting out that good energy, them positive vibes, you know. That's all I got for you. That's all I'm going to give you. Young. Yeah. Hey yo, wake up in the morning, have my bitches roll me one up. Then go and cook me breakfast when they hearing makeup done up. These haters plotting on me, trying to get they one up. Gotta keep my security in case they wanna run up. These whoopie hoes love us. Take them out 150 for the sake at Katana. Where them sushi rolls cut up in it. Back to the suite where we keep them blunts blazing. I am
so amazing, so amazing.
Pairs to weight popping. Least the ecstasy, we get carried away. Probably get married today. Topless. 18 bottles of Ciroc where they Ciroc-less. 18 models with my hands all in they crotches. She trying to smoke my weed, I'm like, shall we get it popping? Then we stumbled out the club, drunk like Andy Milonakis. TMZ watching, don't mind them, baby. I am so amazing, we are so amazing. It's
so amazing, so amazing. How we fucking these bitches getting crazy.
Roll my weed for me. My Gucci chain is 2G, shawty. My Louis.
Yo, 714, what up? You in the building, City Radio.
Hey, City, it's Octavia. I'm calling in with Cavi.
Oh, that's what's up. We ready?
Okay, give me 30 seconds. I'm going to hang up and call right back.
Okay, no problem.
It's only for the fly, though. I can't teach you how to fly. It's something you gotta be born with, baby. But this for everybody out in the world. Just putting out that good energy, them positive vibes, you know. That's all I got for you. That's all I'ma give you. Young. Yeah. Hey yo, wake up in the morning, have my bitches roll me one up. Then go and cook me breakfast when they hearing makeup done up. These haters plotting on me, trying to get they one up. Gotta keep my security in case they wanna run up. These whoopie hoes love us. Take them out 150 for the sake at Katana. Where them sushi rolls cut up in.
Producer extraordinaire Cavi on the call.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what's the dealy, man?
Man, I'm just chilling, man, enjoying this California sunshine, brother. I can't complain.
Wow, California, that's nice right now. It's still a little bit cold here in New York.
Hey, man, I'm going to send some of that sunshine through the phone right now, bro. That's what we're going to do.
That's what's up. Yo, we got my co-host, Ideff, is on the line.
Hey, what's
Ideff,
up, Kevin?
What's up, man? How you doing? Good.
You doing
good.
In L.A., huh?
Yeah, man. Good. Ready to go beat up on this drum machine for a little bit, you know?
That's what's up. So,
what's going on in
NY? Tell the people what you're working on right now.
Yo, it's going down right now. It's a beautiful year. Already starting off wonderful, man. You know, we're in the lab right now. Across the board, man. Right now, we're in the lab with CeeLo Green, you know what I'm saying? Fresh off that Grammy win. Going into this new Goody Mob album. You know, and that's on the rap side of things. One of my Southern Connects, man. And we're starting Macy Gray's new album on the pop side. You know what I'm saying? We're going in with Macy, start her new album. And my man Joe Jonas got a solo project. Going in the lab to craft some gems up for that right now. You know, it's just a bunch of things at the table right now. On top of that, my album, which is due out this summer. So a lot of great things, man. My man Noriega, since you're in the NY, my man Noriega, man, I got Noriega's next single coming out called Electrolytes, man. Shouts out to my man N.O., you know, it's going down.
Wow. So you real busy, dog.
Man, blessed, man. Trying to stay busy. Blessed, though, man. Definitely.
That's what's up, man. So for the people that may not know, I'm sure they're familiar with your music, but so you rap?
Yo, I'm an MC, man. I'm one of Compton's finest, man. You know, I'm born and raised in Compton, man. Definitely a real MC to the heart, real spitter, man. Bars for days, man. Bars for days. You know, then the production thing is just enhances everything. You know, so I'm getting my yay on. I'm from the West, but I'm doing my Kanye thing. You know, rapping and
producing. How did you get started in the music game? Like from the beginning.
From the beginning, man, like I say a lot, man, I was a fly on the wall, man. I was a little kid, man. I was privy to being some classic sessions, man, some of the NWA sessions when records that are classics now were being made. Before I was even in the business, I was able to see how the process of making records, you know, happened. And, you know, it sparked my interest, man, and it turned me from gang member to full-time MC, man, out here on the West Coast. And I just took it to heart, man. I loved what the music had to offer, you know, the energy and the escape. When I'm doing music, how I can just escape from reality. So that just made me, you know, just want to get deeper and deeper into it. And then I started diving into the sounds. And, of course, you know, it's like a kid in a candy store. You get new sounds and get new keys and all that stuff. And, you know, it just evolves. So the production came from me just for my love of music, period, you know?
Wow, okay. You know, one thing I find interesting about a lot of producers that, you know, we talk to and everything, a lot of producers don't really play any instruments. A lot of guys play by ear. So what's your situation? Do you actually play any instruments?
Yes, I play drums and I play keys, but I'm definitely, I call it the Quincy Jones thing, you know, a lot of the greats. If you can't play it, but you can hear it, you know, that's still a great thing and it's still part of production, a big part of it, you know, because there's a lot of cats on the flip side of what you just said. There's a lot of cats that are musicians, but they can't produce. They can play what's told to be played, but they can't just get in there and create that track that everyone's going to love, off, you know. So, that you know, it goes both ways. So I am down the middle with that. I'm a producer, but I am also a musician, and I always mesh the both together. I always mesh the future, the technology, with the old school. So if I do something and I program a track, I'm still going to have some live bass, some live horns, you know, just to incorporate that feeling, you know?
Okay. So on the mixtape or the album that you have coming out, do you have any, like, features on there, or is it just you and your crew?
Oh, man, we have many features, man. First of all, the CD is entitled, you know, it's all original music produced by myself and my brother. We're called The Secret Specialist, similar to the Neptunes, similar to, you know, a lot of production companies. Me and my brother Big Oz and G-Sparks, we went in, and the Gangsta and Gentlemen is produced strictly by us, The Secret Specialist. All original tracks, features range from everywhere, from West Coast cats to Dog Pound cats like that, E-40 all the way to down south. I got T.I. on there. I got Goody Mob on there. Man, there's so many Macy's on the mixtape. I can just go on and on. So, like, I have a lot of features, man. I'm really excited because it's original music. A lot of people throw disposable stuff out there, and once again, there's no disrespect to anybody that's doing music or putting stuff out, but I took the time to put some integrity to make some original music that people would love and not just a disposable mixtape that would only have a one-week lifespan. You know what I mean? I want it to stick around like an album, so that's why I chose to make original music.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you have, you know, a lot of quality artists on there, so I know it's gonna be a hot mixtape. So most definitely, people, you heard that. You heard those names, man. That's Macy Gray. Like just having Macy Gray on your album is crazy.
Yeah, that's big.
Noriega, Bun B, Crooked Eye. Once again, Nori, Bun B, Crooked Eye. I got an exclusive DMX joint. I mean, it's just joints on here, man, across the board. You know.
Wow.
Dog Pound, man. We got classic. You know, we just lost Nate Dogg today, so I got a classic Dog Pound record. Devin the Dude. I mean, it's just all across the board, man. I got another cat from Chicago, exclusive record with him, Bumpy J. I got a song with Pimp C. You know, just legends, man. Real MCs, great legends, great contributions, you know?
Since you're from, you know, L.A. and everything, have you ever met Nate Dogg?
I'm sorry, you said have I ever met him?
Yeah, you ever met Nate Dogg?
Yes, I met him several times, man. He was a cool cat, man, you know? Cool cat. It was a big loss to us out here, really a loss to hip-hop in a whole, man, because he was West Coast, definitely to the heart, but he, you know, at one point he was on tracks from down south, East Coast. He did Most Def to Ludacris, so he was all around the board, man. He'll definitely be missed, man.
Most definitely, man. Do you have any, like, I know that, you know, you're very experienced, you know, as a producer and everything, and we, you know, we get a lot of up-and-coming producers that call into the show, and they're always asking us how they can break into the game and everything. So do you have any tips, like, you can give to the young producers that are listening, like, how they can, you know, break into the game?
Yeah, man, well, not just breaking into the game, but I have a few things to say to cats that are coming up. Man, really, that one word I just use is integrity. Have integrity. In your music, what you do, really try and take your time to really craft a record and not just be a beat maker. Try and craft a record. Give an artist their own sound. Don't copy. I don't know why it's cool to be a biter nowadays. I know back in the beginning of hip-hop, it wasn't cool to bite. A lot of cats now just definitely jump in and just want to jump in because they want someone else's sound. Be original. Be creative. That's what's going to make you stand out. And I definitely encourage cats to embrace technology and do, you know, it's good to be at MP3 tracks to cats that you know, but to try to get on and thinking that you're going to get on with 50 or some big artist by emailing them 30 tracks is not being a producer. You're soliciting music. You're overcrowding yourself. To really get the respect you want, try and make a solid connection and get in with the artist and let them feel you, meet you and feel you as a person and get that craft, you know, feel your craft. Not to say that you can't get a track placed by emailing it, but, you know, you're not really getting to produce it. You're just really being a beat maker. You're sending a beat in, they pay you for the track. That's not producing. That's beat making. So that's the difference. I call myself a producer, not a reducer. There's a lot of cats that just get a laptop and say, hey, I'm producing now. You have to have time. You have to have put in work, pay dues for it. So if you're just starting, just say, hey, man, I'm starting to do beats. But when you call yourself a producer, really be a producer. You know, those are the things I would say to a lot of the young cats that are up and coming. The game is big. The way has been paved. The Swizz Beatz, the Polos, the big guys, they've made ways for young cats to come in and make a lot of money in this business by making a track. But if you understand what you're doing, you know, handle your business, keep your publishing, all that good stuff, man.
Okay, and you know what? There's another question that I always get, and you know, we don't, you know, get a lot of, really, really experienced producers, like, you know, calling in. So a lot of producers, they want to, should they be trying to get paid on their first couple of beats, or should they, you know, give out beats for free when they're starting out?
This is, I don't agree, and this is all producers that are listening. I don't agree with giving anything out for free because it's still your work and your hard-earned work and your time. If you're trying to get on, an artist will see that you're that thirsty to get on if you're just giving your beats away. That's the word. That's what the integrity is. Make people want you. If your music is really good, you're going to get on. It's people want to get on so bad now that they're just willing to throw anything out. But you can't walk in McDonald's and say, hey, the burger's only 69 cents. Just give it to me. It's only 69 cents. They want their 69 cents. As small as it is, give them their 69 cents. Hold out, young producers. Hold out. If you want, the SoundClick thing where people are selling beats for 20 bucks, and that's devaluing. It's taken away from real production because you got cats that want to get on so bad that they'll sell a beat. I'm selling a beat for 20 bucks. How could you even possibly sell a track for 20 bucks? Like, I don't get it, you know. So I say now, don't give your stuff away. Build you a catalog. A catalog is what's going to feed you, your family, in the future. You know, build your catalog. Wait till you really get good. I didn't step out, and I'm not saying this like from some big-headed standpoint. I'm saying this before I tried to sell a track, I stayed in for months, years, and got my stuff together. When I first walked in the studio and had the courage to say, hey, I'm in the studio with Ice Cube tonight, I'm a push play. It took time for that. I didn't just say I'm a producer. I didn't call myself a producer until I really, really knew what I was doing. So that's a title that cats have to really be careful with. Like, you know, I rap. You can say you rap, but are you really an artist? No, I rap. I'm trying to get in the game, but though you call yourself an artist, you're an artist. You have to have paid some dues and even understand what you're doing. So it's the same thing with production.
Wow. Yeah, Jeff, I know I'm asking all the questions and everything.
Yeah.
So I want to get your answers.
That's some good advice.
I think you need to say something.
Yeah, that's some good advice. Because right now it seems like that's the hot thing to do is to copycat and to call yourself something that you're not. So that's some good advice that you're giving out right now.
And, you know, and this is to everybody, keep your own identity no matter where. I'm talking to you guys. You guys are in New York. There was a time in hip-hop where you knew these guys are from the West Coast, these guys are from Miami, these guys are from New York, by the way they talk, the way they dress, the way everything about them. Now everything is so bundled up, you cannot tell where a person is from, and I think every coast has lost their own identity, you know, and everybody need to get back to their own originality and do what they do. New York cats, don't try to make a snap record like you down in Atlanta. West Coast cats, don't try to be, you know, wear bombers and try to act like you're from New York. Everybody stick to what they used to do. You know that's what you loved in the beginning of hip-hop. We were out here in Compton, but we were off Slick Rick, or we were off whatever was going on in New York, KRS-One or whatever, and it got a chance to take you. People who never went to New York, you were able to go there through the music. Before I ever went to Atlanta, Outkast made me vision Atlanta. Before I ever went, I saw Atlanta through their music. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot, we need to get back to that, to where cats are. I said, man, I want to go to New York. And cats is talking about, you know, I just want to feel the borough. I want to go to the A and feel what they're talking about. You know, that's what I want to get cats back into, and I want cats to start doing that if it was up to me. If I could change anything, that's what I would do. Get it back to where everybody just had their own identities.
That's what's up, man. I'm in New York, but High Def is in Texas.
Okay, well, Texas, see, that's why I keep throwing the South in there, man. And speaking of Texas, like I said, I got Bun B on a new mixtape, too, an incredible record. Like, it's really, I think, one of his most prolific verses of things that he's done, period, out of a lot of songs he's been on. So, and I feel blessed that he did that on one of my tracks. So that's a good thing, man. Shouts to Bun. You know, Pimp C, rest in peace. All my folks down in Texas, Mike Jones, Paul Wall, all my homies, you know. So, going
wow.
Them are my folks. They know what to do. Mike, what's happening? Mike Jones, all my folks down there, man. I got folks in New York. I got folks in Texas. So it's good, man.
That's what's up, man. So how long does it take for you to put together a song?
A song or a track. Some tracks, man, they come so easy. It's you know, you'll sit down and the idea's there. Some things are well thought out. So I could a track for me takes anywhere from literally 5 minutes to maybe 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the depth of the track. I can sit down and just whip up something really fast, depending on what my mind state is on. Pop tracks, other tracks for different genres. Like when I go in for CeeLo or someone like that, I do take a little more time to think a little to the left with it. And
uh-huh.
It always comes out, you know, comes out special when you do it that way and you just take a little time to think about it. But that's it,
okay.
You know, it's not really no no solid thing. It's just feeling. This is not a, I tell people all the time, producing is not something you can't just go to work and say, here's your assignment, make a hit. You have to get into your zone, your whether it's lighting incense, lava lamps, candles, if you want Skittles, whatever it takes for you to get in your zone. Huh? Some people smoke, some people need their blunt, some people want some tea. Whatever it takes to get in that zone, you get in your zone. I know Rodney Jerkins has jelly beans, you know what I mean? Timberland does his own little ritual before he gets cracking, but everybody had a ritual, man, and, I'm big off vibes, so, you know, if you guys ever come to Cali and come to my studio, you'll feel the vibe as soon as you walk in the door.
Okay. All right, well, what's the name of your studio?
The Vault Recording Studios. We're in Hollywood, right in the heart of Hollywood, man, smack dab where everything is at, right by all the big spots, by Record Plant, by all the big studios. We right smack dead on Sunset, buddy.
Wow,
anybody come to Hollywood, you looking for a spot to get out, man, look us up online, man, the Vault Recording Studios, Hollywood.
Okay, yeah. That's what's up, man. We'll definitely do that. So who are you listening to right now? Who are you bumping in the whip?
Right now, that's wow, that's a good question right there. Right now, what I'm bumping is a bunch of new stuff, new things that I've heard that I don't even want to, it's like nothing that's out right now. I've been just listening to what I think the future is going to be, what's coming out. So I've been listening to a lot of new artists, you know, they've been giving me stuff, sending me stuff to see who's going to be that next big thing, like rap, singer, pop, whatever. I'm just looking for something that's big. So I've been, lately, I have a big stack of demos. I don't even want to call them demos, just new stuff, man. And that's what's up right now, you know.
So if people want to send you music, you have an email address for that?
Yes, I do. You can send it to the Vault Management Studios, Vault MGMT Studios @gmail. You can reach me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Caviar on Twitter. MySpace, Cavi CPT. Facebook, Caviar, all that, you know. I'm definitely looking for some more followers on Twitter. Follow me, man. It's going to get real interesting real soon, man. So all the new followers are better. Follow the new wave, the new movement.
We'll make
Yes.
Most definitely. So the name, how did you get the name?
The name Caviar, man, you know, people know Caviar as the fish eggs, that a lot of rich people eat, you know. I just say it's an acquired taste, but on a street level, everybody know that caviar is the highest and purest form of cocaine that you can get. It's just pure, uncut, which is dope. So the name Caviar comes because I'm dope. I'm a dope producer, a dope MC, and that's the name that was given to me. I didn't name myself that. People just start calling me that. And it just stuck with me, man. And when I thought of it from a marketing standpoint, I said, caviar. Kind of fits my music anyway because it's an acquired taste. Either you love it or you don't like it at all. It's not any in between with my music. Either you love it or you don't like it. So it's the same with real caviar. Either you love it or you're not messing with that stuff. So that's it.
But I guess I like your music, but I don't like caviar, the food.
I don't like caviar either. That's the question I get all the time. Have I tried it? Yes. Is it something that I eat all the time? Hell no. Will I get that in acquired taste later in life? Maybe. Who knows? You know, maybe with more millions, maybe my taste buds will change. You know.
To me, it tastes like a mixture of dirt and fish. Like.
Wow.
it tastes like salty rocks to me. It just tastes like some salt.
Yeah, like it's
like
salty
salt,
rocks.
Like,
something mixed with fish.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it's definitely something scraped from the ocean at the bottom somewhere where you ain't, you know. I don't get it personally. They say anything tastes good on a cracker, though, right?
Wow.
I put it on.
Wow.
Man,
most definitely, man. But you know, where can the people find you in contact? You know, just give shout out your Twitter and everything.
Yeah, once again, man, I'm at Twitter, man. Mr. Caviar at Twitter, MySpace Cavi CPT, Facebook Caviar Cross. Man, anything else? Reverb Nation Caviar. Just anything. Anytime you see that name, check it out, Caviar. Oh, and I take that back. When you look me up, Cavi. C-A-V-I-E. That is the name for the artist. So if you're looking me up as an artist, you will see Cavi, C-A-V-I-E. as a producer, you'll see Caviar. So those are the difference of the names. You'll see Caviar as a producer and Cavi as an artist, credit-wise.
That's what's up.
So anybody that's looking for me, Cavi, Caviar, get it, Compton's Finest. It's going down, baby. One love, NYC.
Yo,
I appreciate the time and all the love.
Yo, we appreciate you calling in, and you're welcome to call in at any time, man. Give us the update, you know, when you dropping everything and, you know, new videos and all of that, man. Make sure you check in with us again.
Yeah, and go online. They can check out the videos. We got a video, Get to Know Me, just dropped last week. We got the new video. We got Straight Outta Compton coming the top of the week. Every week you'll see a new video, so follow it. Check on YouTube. Check for Twitter for the links for the videos. It's going down. We got a whole movement that's definitely in effect right now, so you'll see a different thing on the West Coast, the whole thing. The whole Fly Coast movement is coming. It's on the way right now.
Okay, that's what's up, man, and we definitely appreciate you hollering at us, B.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon, man. I'll send you guys some exclusives. Some exclusives. You guys get some of those exclusives.
I was just going to say that. You got to send us some joints, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to send you some joints. As a matter of fact, you get all the information so I can send you guys something ASAP. I want to send you guys some of the singles over ASAP that the videos are shot to. So if someone requests and they want to hear one of those joints, you guys can definitely spend something. It's all original music, no samples. And it's banging, man. It's banging. You know, we got an exclusive on there from Tupac too. So I gotta let everybody know some unreleased Tupac on there too. So it's going down, man. Real official.
Wow. We just got off the phone with Youngberg. Have you worked with Youngberg yet?
No, I haven't worked with Young from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Youngberg. Yeah. I sat with him. We had during All Star Weekend. Carmelo Anthony had a dinner. Sat down with him. And we talked for a minute about getting some work done together, but we haven't went in yet. And speaking of Carmelo, he's out there too in New York, and that's a good friend of mine. I am running the production side of Crossover Entertainment. That's Melo's label, so I am the main producer at Crossover Entertainment. Shout out to my boy Melo. I heard he turned up in New York right now, man. I definitely will be out there a lot too for some of them games. Shout out to my man Melo, Crossover Entertainment, everybody. Diego Cash is going down.
That's what's up, man. Most definitely. I wish I had one of your joints to play.
Yeah, I want to get you something. Matter of fact, I can't wait to get you guys a new Nori record so you guys can help jump that record up. It's called Electrolytes. It's coming out real soon, man, probably within the next month or so. Electrolytes, real hot record produced by the Secret Specialist. Caviar, G-Sparks, Big Oz, it's going down.
We send it in. Definitely play it next week. Just send that in.
Yeah, we're going to send that in, definitely. I'll make sure I do that. I need all emails and everything from you guys. Akka, if you can get all the information, I'll just start sending stuff over.
I got you. Actually, okay. Antoine, if you there's a link to the to download the mixtape in the email that I sent you, so you can check out the music there. It should download an MP3.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yes.
All right,
Cavi. Check the videos out. That's what's up, man. I appreciate your time once again, both of you guys. Texas, NYC is going down. Much love, baby.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
We'll holler at you. Peace. Yeah. That was Caviar, producer extraordinaire, man. I mean, you heard the resume. It's retarded.
Yes.
I mean, just Macy Gray by itself, that's retarded.
It really is. So shout out to the original producers, the producers that aren't scared to stand out from the rest. Like, the way he was talking, it's like he got some original music, and we'll be making sure to play that for y'all coming up here pretty soon.
Most definitely, man, most definitely. Before we go, let's get into this Rick Ross joint with featuring Meek Mill. Meek Mill is kind of, you know, building up his buzz, man. He's really buzzing out there. He's, you know, he signed a deal with Maybach Music. So this is actually one of my favorite joints from Rick Ross and Meek Mill. So it's called The Perfectionist. So before we go, I'm going to rock this real quick. Okay.
Maybach Music.
hustle out of necessity. Father never corrected me. Streets show me no sympathy. Autumn are my accessory. Huh. Never accurate. I'm aiming at your Acura. Heart rate accelerate on other amateurs.
And I murder anything in my parameter. If they disrespect us, we slide on them like a banister. Dodging fat cameras, balling like fucking stamina. Black doing numbers, I graduated to manager.
Bricks in the Maybach, bricks in the Escalade.
Woo.
Bricks on Brickle, we got bricks in the Bay.
Woo.
San Fran bricks, got bricks in LA. Publishing, watch the money, I got bricks on this plane.
And my nigga Brick on his way.
Brick.
Just did a dime for a brick of the yay. I'm switching up my bricks like my chicks with my lace. Rule number one, never keep them bricks where you stay.
All my women photogenic, they never depreciate.
Woo.
Pop up in your city, it's strictly about the cake.
Woo.
Quarters to halves on my road to the riches. All real niggas just playing different positions.
Ross gonna be the quarterback, I'ma run his quarterback. Feds trying to intercept a nigga like a cornerback. Make a nigga pay a couple birds to get his daughter back. Get the dirty money, clean it all up at the laundromat.
I'm allergic to failure, heroin paraphernalia. Frank Lucas Spurs at the fight on my cellular. Ball like Mayweather. Don King at the register. I stack cheddar, it's et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, just a piece of that. We're about to get out of here, man. Thanks for everybody. Yo, thanks for Young Bird for calling in. Thanks for Caviar for calling in, also known as Cavi the Rapper. Producer extraordinaire, Caviar, and the rapper, Cavi. Thanks for all three of them for calling in.
Yeah.
You got any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-out to the Spade Radio listeners, and shout-out to everybody that came down for South by Southwest. For the Spade Radio listeners, y'all make sure to keep it locked and keep it tuned in, because you will have footage of South by Southwest. If you didn't get to come down here, you'll get to see firsthand what it's about. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned for that.
Most definitely, man. Thanks for everybody. You know, like, consistently every week we have thousands of people that listen to the show. And sometimes, you know, when I'm looking at the numbers and, you know, and I see all these thousands of people that are checking us out, I still can't believe it, man. So, shout out to the people that listen, man. You know what I mean? We appreciate it. We just want to keep growing. You know, we want to reach millions and millions of people, man. You know, tell a friend. You know, send the show to a friend, share it, you know, whatever you got to do. Facebook it, tweet it, all of that.
Do it all. Follow us on Twitter, retweet our messages, get us out there. We going to get there, Antoine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. I know we got, like, on the Spade Radio website, we got, like, 300 tweets so far. So people are tweeting. They tweeting, so. But we out. Keep checking the spaderadio.com. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.